What a joy it is to be with you. You know, we are doing this Holy Spirit school, and I know it's a lot to comprehend. And sometimes we as people just have a hard time to understand stuff. And sometimes I think we just need a little refresher course. I don't know if any of you had tried to program one of these newfangled things like, well, VCR, which I'm dating myself on the VCR, on the CD thing and the realms and all these gizmos that we have that we got to be able to to program. Well, I think we as people do the same thing. And sometimes I think we need to be programmed, and we need to get the thing about the difference between owning something and understanding how it works. Well, anyone with a nodding acquaintance with a second language knows the gap between hearing words and understanding meanings. Now, I know enough of words in Italian and enough of words in Hebrew and Greek or whatever to be dangerous because I really don't know if I'm putting the proper pronunciation on them or not, or the punctuations or whatever. But I said all that to say this: understanding is knowledge, and it's made with an intimate and personal way. The Bible emphasizes that not only can we know spiritual truths and facts and doctrine. One of the reasons I'm trying to help us with the Holy Spirit school, because I need help myself, but that we as spiritual beings and followers of Christ can come to an understanding and an intimate and personal knowledge of Christ, which leads us to transform living. I think the first step to understand God is to know that He understands us. Think about that. He should. He's the one that made us. He knows everything about us, and He put us together, if you would look at it that way. So, we need to depend on God Himself, to open our minds that we can understand His truth. Now, God also honors our prayers, and He honors our prayers for understanding. Lord, please help us. I want to understand. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us understand. He is the teacher. So understanding that wisdom comes when we are relentless in the pursuit of our faith and truth and study God's Word. We know that we have understood when the truth bears fruit in our life. That's what Jesus said. Test the Spirit and make sure it's of me. So on the very first day that we have heard and understood the truth, a true understanding of the gospel leads to transformed living. So I was thinking sometimes we need a refresher course in this. And you say, well, you know, it's been a long time, but I don't remember if I made my reservation to heaven or not. So let me give you a couple thoughts. Favorite scripture of mine, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now here's one that is also eye-opening and assurance, that Romans 3:23, for we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So how do we do this? Well, Luke 13:3 said, except ye repent, turn from your sins. That's all repentance means, is to turn from the way that you were going. If you don't repent, you're going to perish. And then in 14:6, Jesus said this, and a lot of people say, I don't know, there's got to be a lot of ways, I don't know. No, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And then in Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Well, pray this prayer with me. Father God, we thank You. We know that I'm a sinner, especially. And I believe that Your Son, Jesus Christ, died on a cross for my sin, and then rose from the dead to be my Lord. Father, I now want to repent of my sin and personally invite Jesus into my life. Thank You, Jesus, for giving me the free gift of eternal life, paying the price of my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe and promise that I will live with you and for you as you reveal yourself to me through your word, the Bible, and Jesus, and the precious Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Well, this is a time that we do prayers, joys, and concerns. And just to give you an update on what's going on with Judy, she's still at Shands. I come home on the weekends to do a service and do different things. This particular weekend, there's a family that come to know that used to come to this church. Her last name was Weddings. And their mother, Virginia Burgess, passed away. And they didn't have nowhere to turn to do their memorial service. And so, you know, that's what the church is here for. She called me, the connection through Dorothy Carr and Diane Carr, and we were able to make herself available. And by the time you hear this, we've already had the death, burial, and resurrection and memorial service for him, for her, rather. And, you know, that's what it's all about. But it, just like we did with that prayer, there's so many people that are separated from the love of God where they don't need to be separated. And it's even when it comes to a church relationship. So many people nowadays don't have an affiliation with a church. I always said, get yourself a church. It might not be the one you like or whatever, but have a connection. You never know when it's our turn or a family member's turn to go home to be with the Lord. And there, as I talked about in the message, we're out there on the desert all by herself. Think about it. You know, the best place to start with our family and friends. And you don't want to coerce them or twist their arm or anything, but plant seeds that people need to be more aware of God, that this life is only temporal, and we're going to spend eternity somewhere, and the choice is ours. Anyhow, I don't know if I ever finished telling you about Judy. She's still a chance. They finally got all her viruses or infections and everything out of the way now through antibiotics or whatever. And she's now scheduled for the chemotherapy starting on Tuesday with the stem cell transplant on July the 31st. So keep her in prayer and me in prayer as I travel back and forth. And we just thank God for the people here at Bethel supporting us and loving us in both the financial ways and love. And just it's just an amazing thing. So we thank God for it. There's many people that's on our list that you can look. If you click on the website there and go to the slides, you'll see all the names and the people that we have on the prayer list. And we come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. And we also close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught. As we pray together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I emphasize that, from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a good day.